All right. Happy Tuesday, Monday. It's certainly how it feels, but it's a snowy Tuesday. Back at it again. This time with egg on my face. I mean, we'll get into football Saturday, Sunday, Monday, wild card weekend, which clearly, if you heard any of my predictions from last week, I got some right. I got some badly wrong. You know, sometimes when you follow your heart and you want things to go a certain way, you got blinders on. And I got blinders on from last week and egg on my face because of it. So, you know, we'll dive into that. But thanks for coming back for another episode, Quick Hits with Dre. We are going to make it quick. I got a lot to cover from the last time we spoke, which was Thursday. We were looking forward to a Ranger game. And they went ahead and they lost. Really, it wasn't as close as the five. I mean, it was 5-2, so it wasn't that close. But yeah, I mean, they kind of trailed and struggled for a better part of, say, like 30 minutes of that game. So yeah, they went ahead and then they lost to the Caps right after that. So they had three games back to back, ended up at least getting and salvaging the back end of that Caps Rangers matinee on Sunday. So if you had a chance to watch that game, Kako's back. So that's good. Maybe that'll help kind of shore up from a defensive standpoint, because I mean, they've been letting up goals. They've been letting them up quick. They've been getting off the slow starts. And so it was good to see them get, they got a quick goal 50 seconds into the game. So thankfully for that one. But, you know, 1-2 since we last spoke. They go again tonight against the Kraken. See if they can get back to their winning ways. I am not losing all hope. They're not anointed yet. It's only January. No reason to hit the panic button there, Ranger fans. No reason. Just take it easy. So we'll monitor. We'll keep them going. But should be a good game. Should be a good game. We'll see. All right. Knicks lost against the Mavs Thursday night. They were trailing by a lot. I will admit, got past my bedtime, fell asleep, walk up to see it was they battled back, only to fall short. I didn't know if they'd ever lose again. We were talking about it on our Knicks text chain that I'm on. Yes, you heard that correct. And usually in the past, it'd just be about how much we're suffering and how much we hate the Knicks. But, you know, it's been a lot of gloating lately. And the question arose, will they ever lose again? They were so hot. And they answered that question Thursday night. That's okay. Can't win them all. Went on the road, beat the Grizzlies, 106-94. And it felt like they were riding the ship again. But yesterday on MLK Day, Brunson out, up the entire game, seemingly in control. End up, I mean, I don't know if they scored with 5 minutes left, other than like maybe a putback with a minute left. So for 5 minutes on, they just didn't score. Maybe even more than that time wise. So they bad loss for the Knicks. They should have squeaked out a win even without Brunson. So they do have a lot of games at home coming up in the next, I'd say, 2 weeks, 10 days, whatever it is. So I'm not worried about them at all. They just need to get Brunson back. It is clear that he's an engine that drives that bus for them. So, and then we'll touch upon, here we go. Devils lost to the Lightning in OT, 4-3. Ha ha ha. For you Devils fans, sorry. But at least you got a point out of it, right? And then you went on the road, you beat the Panthers 4-1. Pretty much in control of that game. Good for you. And then you go up to Boston and you get shut out. So back to the drawing board, Devil fans. Islander fans, look at you out there. Don't worry, I didn't forget about you. You won an OT at home Thursday night. Feel good about that. And then you went and you beat the Panthers, good Panthers team. Oh, excuse me. Nope. Predators. I can't read. Can't read my own handwriting. You lost on Saturday to the Panthers 3-1 on the road. I stand corrected. And then you too got shut out on the road against the Wild 5-0. But you can make amends tonight. You're back in action on the road up in Winnipeg, Canada, 8 p.m. against the Jets. So, got to write that ship, boys. Nets. I mean, you had the least active of all the home teams, we'll call them in quotes, home teams, New York teams, New Jersey teams. Being nice by including you Jersey teams there. But the Nets, you lost at home on MLK Day against the Heat after having off since last Thursday in that afternoon game we touched upon where you lost against the Cavs. So Nets got work to do. They are off today as well. So we'll see them back in action, I think, tomorrow night. And then I don't get to do this often, but believe it or not, I'm a Tottenham Spurs fan. Well, it's not really a believe it or not, but I don't follow too much soccer, football for you across the pond individuals. But they tied Man U on Sunday 2-2. The Tottenham Spurs are, you know, if you're a Knicks fan, you kind of just understand that the Spurs are kind of in that. They're just, if you're a Spurs fan, you're a long suffering, right? And so we like to suffer. It makes it feel good when they are good. And the Spurs have been good the last couple of years. So I'm not a bandwagon fan. I promise you that. Got a buddy who got me onto them. I don't know, high school, college, something like that. So I've been suffering, tracking for quite some time. And I root. Been to a few 5 a.m. bars. See some matches. So it's fun, man. If you ever had the opportunity, maybe not 5 a.m. like I did that one time with the guys, even though it was a blast. I think we were past that on the beach by 11. It makes for a long day. But if you have a chance to go to a Spurs bar, or even if you have a different team that you like and you haven't gotten to go, find a bar, especially if you're in the New York City area. Every team has a bar. You can go and watch and root. It's a lot of fun, though, especially everyone. They all get into the chants and stuff. It's fun. So anyway, PGA Tour, feel-good win, feel-good moment for Grayson Murray. He won on the first hole of a playoff. Kind of significant. He had some beef there for a little bit with Rory. I don't know how much of a beef, but they're kind of going back and forth. But I thought it was pretty cool. He's been sober about 8 months now. So really kudos to him. Rooting for him success-wise, for continued success, really, in both on the course, off the course stuff. So good for him. And, you know, we'll keep an eye on him. Maybe he's a riser. Maybe we're going to see someone get hot here. And then we got Tommy Fleetwood. Played some flawless golf down the stretch. Capitalized on a few of Rory's mistakes. And then he took the opening event out there in the DP World Tour season. So, I saw the highlights. I mean, he was just throwing daggers, just darts at flags. And made some long putts. You know, you got to make putts at the end of the day. No way around it. You're driving for show. You're putting for dough. But he did have some, I'd say, 5-footers. You know, and then I think he made like a 15, 20-footer on 17, if I'm not mistaken, from the highlights. So just Rory made some mistakes. I think he went in the water on 18 on the 72nd hole. Three-putted from 2 feet. As well. So, I don't think it's anything to worry about on his end. You know, it's first event of the year for him after a couple, probably couple months off. So excited for what's to come, obviously, for me. So it's now snowing out. So my golf prospects have fallen by the wayside. And so now I get to watch them and these pros in sunny weather all over the world dominate golf courses. All right, let's get into it. The moment you may have been waiting for. Probably not, but I mean, if you are. The moment I've been dreading. Having to go around admitting. I mean, I was jacked up for the Browns. Jacked up. Didn't even think that Joe Flacco didn't have one little magical run in him. Was not meant to be at all. You know, you can't turn the football over in playoffs. You can't. And the game speeds up, right? So maybe when you're on the couch all year, the game's even faster come playoff time than someone who's been there all year and been playing at a high level. So the Stroud kid was magnificent. I picked the wrong team that was on the rise. You know, I thought the Steelers were on the rise. I thought the Browns were. I couldn't miss with that defense. But when you turn the ball over, you keep the defense on the field, get ugly. It can get ugly quick, as we saw. It got ugly. It got ugly quick, and the Browns lost to the Titans 45-14. Oof. Boy. Man, I really wanted the Browns to have something to cheer for. Not to be, Browns fans. Not to be. And then, I mean, everyone's talking about it. If you haven't heard about the coldest game probably in NFL history, Chiefs-Dolphins, on probably the most ridiculous streaming scenario on top of it. Chiefs went and beat the Dolphins 26-7. Dolphins weren't really around. I mean, maybe for a little bit in the first half. Thought maybe they'd do something. Patrick Mahomes' helmet cracked on a hit. Travis Kelce dropped a few more passes. And, yeah, I mean, look, I was at a dinner, didn't get to watch the game. Probably wouldn't have watched the game just out of principle for them putting it on a streaming platform, a playoff game like that on a streaming platform. Probably wouldn't have watched it. So not going to blame the dinner. Dinner was delicious, in case you're wondering. It's easy when the wine's free and the food's free. But nevertheless, it was a lot of fun. And yeah, I think Chiefs, I'm not going to say they're back just yet. And we'll dive into Chiefs Bills and all that. But speaking of having egg on my face once again, I just didn't see it. I did not see the Packers pummeling the Cowboys 48-32. And I mean, if that seems like it was close, it wasn't even that close. I mean, the Cowboys were swimming upstream against the current. Bad. I mean, they didn't even have a life raft. They were drowning in the first half of this game. Oof. You know, I can't stand the Cowboys, but boy, I kind of wanted to be right after the Browns got their butts kicked. I was like, boy, I'm glad I didn't, you know, tell anyone to bet the house on these guys. But I thought, again, they look great at home all year. But they look lost in that game. And something about Jordan Love, I like the way he slings it. It's got a little Mahomes in him, you know? Those sidearms, just ball comes out of his hand real nice. It really does. It really does. So, really going to be, are they the team on the rise out of the NFC? Will they get hot? Are they? I like comparing every team to the 2007 New York Football Giants. And I always look for that team. Like, who's got that? Now, I thought maybe it was the Steelers, which I was totally wrong about. Nah, they were in that for a while. Another cold game up there. But the Bills, anytime the Steelers did something, the Bills had an answer for them. They went and they dominated them 31-17 at home in the cold. So I was rooting. I thought they had it. But again, I mean, when you look purely at the quarterback matchups, you start to see where the discrepancies really come into play. And you can't compare Josh Allen. I mean, I wouldn't say he looked through the roof, but he makes the plays when he has to make them. He's a threat on the ground. He picked his spots when he needed to run. He got what he needed. Sometimes he got even more. So I think that'll be an interesting matchup. I mean, it's another year, right? Writing the same story. You got the Bills and the Chiefs playing each other. Maybe a week earlier than they would have prior, but nonetheless, will be fun to watch. Lions. I thought, look, again, I'm talking about dancing in happy feet with Matthew Stafford. I mean, he did everything he could in that game. But the Lions squeaked out the W, 24-23. Wasn't as impressed with the ground game as I thought. I thought they were going to really run it down the throats of the Rams. Thought the Rams weren't going to be up for the challenge. They were. It was a great game. Probably, yeah. I mean, if you look at the scores, realistically, it was the best game of the weekend. I mean, it had you on the edge of your seat. Took you right down to the final minutes. It's what you want. It's all you can ask for. So, and then finally, the last of the eggs that are on my face. And I'm not another one where I should have just went like, I don't like the Eagles, right? Like, I don't like the Cowboys. And here I was picking both of these teams to win these games. I should have just went with my heart on these instead of my mind. So in the AFC, I went with my heart. I like the Steelers. I like the Browns. Those are my excuses. I'm sticking with them. And then in the NFC, I went with my head. Tried to be all logical instead of going with my heart. I hate these teams. So I'm like, am I rooting for them? I want them to come back. I don't want them to come back. And they didn't. I mean, the sack in the end zone basically put that game to bed. And pretty much put me to bed. Those games are on too late for me. Getting old. But it was a shock. Baker Mayfield played well. He threw some good passes. I didn't think that history would tell you that Hurts is the better quarterback. But one of them rose to the occasion and the other one did not. And so you have the Bucs beating the Eagles 32-9. Game was never close. And now maybe I can be right about something. Not that I want either one of those predictions to come true. If you're following, if you're tracking with me, I said, if the Cowboys laid an egg, if the Eagles laid an egg, Bill Belichick might be knocking, or they might be knocking on his door. Jerry Jones, what do you think? You don't think Jerry Jones would love, I think he'll pay him whatever he wants. Kind of a blank check situation. I don't know if Philly can do that. But it would be interesting, and my prediction would then come true. I said that if it did happen, that Bill Belichick had a real shot at it. So that's where we're at here for quick hits on Tuesday. We'll be back at it tomorrow. We got some great games. We won't touch upon them yet, but the NFL is shaping up to be a good it's shaping up to be a good weekend. It really is. And then we bring my Ravens into it. I will say right now, I'll probably repeat it. It'll bear repeating if they start making a run. I did put the Ravens to win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. No, the odds weren't that gigantic. But it would be cool. It certainly would be cool. So excited. Thank you for listening, and we will check you tomorrow.